AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Power outages across Washington into its Maryland suburbs this afternoon. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
According to a spokeswoman at Washington, D.C.'s Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, the explosion hit a utility plant in suburban Maryland. Exactly why is still under investigation. However, we're told the outage has affected some 8,000 customers across the Capitol.
The outage at the White House lasted just a few seconds. A State Department briefing had to be finished in the dark, and metro stations switched to backup generators. Second Republican joins the presidential fray.
Standing in front of a sign that read, "Defeat the Washington Machine, Unleash the American Dream," Senator Rand Paul announced his candidacy for the GOP nomination.
Today begins the journey to take America back.
The freshman senator drew loud cheers as he railed against a government that intrudes on its citizens' privacy, stressing the government shouldn't be searching phones or computers. And he blamed both parties for the country's huge debt and other problems. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A lawyer for former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez acknowledges for the first time his client was at the scene of a killing and saw it happen. But James Sultan, in his closing argument, says Hernandez was a 23-year-old kid who simply didn't know what to do. Prosecutor William McCauley tells the jury,
"We're asking for a fair verdict in this case, not a favorable one to the defendant, not a favorable one to the Commonwealth. A fair verdict based on evidence."
Hernandez is accused of shooting Odin Lloyd six times at an industrial park. Jury deliberations underway in the federal trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. If they find him guilty, the same panel will have to decide on a sentence of life in prison or the death penalty. On Wall Street, with an hour left in trading, the Dow is up 73. This is AP Radio News. The internet controversy over a statue of Lucille Ball has the original artist on edge. Warren Levinson with more.
Dave Poulin doesn't know what he's supposed to do. Poulin is the Western New York sculptor who about 10 years ago created a life-size bronze of Lucille Ball for a private couple.
"This is a piece I will admit I am not proud of."
They ended up donating it to Celeron, the hamlet where the comedian was raised. Stood in a town park for years until it became the subject of an anonymous Facebook meme, "Scary Lucy."
"I've been in art for my whole life. Not everybody likes everything that you do."
Poulin offered to redo it. The town says it would rather have someone else do it. Poulin says that's fine with him. He just wants his regular life back. The one where he's a working artist and not an email pincushion.
"I have had death threats. People saying I should go kill myself."
Warren Levinson, New York.
Police in Maryland say a divorced kitchen worker and his seven children who were found dead in their home were killed by carbon monoxide from a generator. Friends of Rodney Todd say their electricity had been shut off due to unpaid bills. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.